Right, I don't know, folks. Again, when Brian Cox is on BBC Four, or those sort of high-end astronomical programs and sort of stuff about the universe, I just can't watch enough of them. I would watch the series and then watch the whole series again. But listen, one of the best meteor showers of the year is set to light up the skies this evening. It's called a Germanid shower, expected to peak this evening and tomorrow. David Moore is from Astronomy Ireland. Hi, David.
Hi there.
Well, David, what about it in terms of significance on meteor showers? What, just rank this one or put this one into context for us.
Well, it's the best of the year. We get about 20 times more meteors than an average night tonight than we do at other times of the year. So it's a big celestial fireworks display for the whole planet on a huge scale.
And meteors aren't, you think of meteors being like, you know, big massive rocks. Are they literally, isn't it meteors, David, that are wee specks of dust that just hit the Earth's atmosphere like a welder's light? Isn't that right?
More or less. I mean, we have meteors, which is the fiery streak that you get when a piece of space debris hits the atmosphere and burns up. And the meteorites, which are bigger objects that will survive and ultimately land on the ground, they're extremely rare.
Yeah. So what do you, I mean, Astronomy Ireland is a lot of citizen-led science and all the rest, and you're appealing to folk, aren't you?
Yeah, you're going to have a great display tonight, even though there's a full moon up, which will drown out all the faint meteors. So people in towns and cities will get as good a view as those who normally have dark skies. Mm. And as well as oohing and aahing at the fireworks overhead, you can actually contribute to science by simply counting how many you see every 15 minutes. And all you need to do, go to our website, astronomy.ie. You'll see where to send them in. And you need to just a report like 11 to 11.15 saw 26.
Yeah.
11.15 to 11.30 saw 17, whatever it is. And that has great value because it's the general public watching these meteor showers that lets us see are they getting better or worse. And there's another good one in August, which has declined over the last couple of decades. And this one in December has gotten a bit stronger. So the December one now is better than the August one. It used to be the way around.
David, I'm just looking. It's looking like modest cloud this evening, modest cloud tomorrow evening. We could be disappointed. That's the name of the game, though, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, as a national group, we're looking at the whole island. So someone is going to get a clear sky. And the tips are, you know, if you have breaks in the clouds, look in the breaks. They can appear anywhere in the sky. Geminid means from Gemini, but you don't need to see the constellation of Gemini. They can be the opposite side of the sky to that. So look in the clear patches and keep checking the sky as well. You know, sun sets at 4 p.m., doesn't rise to about 9 in the morning. So you've got all those hours for the clouds to break.
Mm. Very good. What about Jupiter? I never know which one's which, but I wish I did. You know what I mean about the Brian Cox stuff? I'm assuming you're glued to a sort of semi-professionally, David, are you?
Oh, yeah.
He's a great educator, isn't he?
He came over and gave us a talk in 2008, just at the start of his career, when the BBC launched him as the rock star astronomer. And there's not many astronomers that had number one hits.
Well, exactly.
It was great to have a chat with him about astronomy as well, and that he's also a particle physicist, you know, this CERN thing, and he predicted the exact energy, more or less a very tight range, of what was eventually found in 2012, the Higgs boson, this particle that gives you and me mass in the universe. Bit technical, but you know, he gave a talk, explained what it was all about, and then where he thought it would be found. And 4 years later, they got the Nobel Prize for discovering.
I don't know if the current series up is called Planets or whatever, but it is just singularly beautiful stuff about the moons of Jupiter and all the rest. Anyway, Jupiter, what is out? Jupiter is bright this, what, next couple of days, David?
Yeah, I'm sure Brian Cox will be watching it. Tonight it'll be nearish to the moon, but tomorrow night's the big night. It'll be blazing just below the moon. So anybody out walking the dog who looks up at the moon will see this brilliant star, in quotes, below the moon. That's actually the planet Jupiter. Once you know where it is, the moon will move on night by night, but Jupiter will stay there for the next few weeks. This month, it's actually as closest to Earth. So this is as bright as it gets. The full moon's the brightest thing in the night sky. So to have the two brightest objects in the night sky so close is definitely the highlight of December.
Brilliant. Listen, I've been banging on about it for years and I've never done it yet. Maybe a decent pair of binoculars on a stand and I'll get to do it. Saturn, David, and just without prejudice, knowing what you know about gear, I don't want you to be spending £1,000 here. But if we're thinking about gifting coming up to Christmas, you know, what would you reckon is the best starter? What, telescope, binoculars? I mean, where would you start if you want to see the rings of Saturn or if you want to keep it out?
Yeah, well, there are loads of things you can see with the naked eye. That's what we tend to feature in Astronomy Island magazine, like the meteors tonight, Jupiter near the moon tomorrow. You want to get a closer look? A pair of binoculars. And written on them, you'll see two numbers. Most popular for astronomy are 10x50. The 10x means they magnify 10 times. 50 means the front lens is 50 millimeters across. And if you go on for a bigger telescope, that 50 millimeters is what you're looking at, the diameter. Because the bigger the lens or mirror of a telescope, the more light it collects, the better it is for astronomy. And you'll get a 70 millimeter or so telescope for around the £100 mark.
Gosh.
If you go to astronomy.com/shop, you'll see there's a group we recommend who sell excellent quality equipment. You should be spending only maybe 20-30 quid on a pair of binoculars, 10x50s. There are more expensive models with sharper edge of the field that you don't really need if you're on a tight budget. And then 100 quid up, you get a great telescope. That's if you're really serious about the hobby. A telescope like that, 70 millimeters wide, will show the rings of Saturn, its moons, Jupiter, its cloud belts, and Jupiter's moons as well, star clusters and galaxies and the odd comet that comes along. But you know, there is a lot you can see with the naked eye, and the one thing you definitely need if you don't know what you're doing is a subscription to Astronomy Ireland magazine.
Very good. A subtle,
I'll tell you what to see in with your telescope or binoculars as well.
A subtle placement there, David. As always, we appreciate your time. David Moore there from Astronomy Ireland. The Geminids are upon us, and a wee bit of citizen science there, if you don't mind, folks, tonight is the biggie if you get a bit of clearance in the skies, of course.